Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That, of course, was Eric Clapton, who I am actually going to see for the second time in my life sometime in the next couple months. He's written some amazing songs. My Father's Eyes, that one is certainly one of them. Should you want to contact me, please do so. You can visit my website, bruceallen.com, and you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I hope you'll like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is on Facebook, of course, and you can follow me also on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I have a new article out, actually, on my website, on bruceallen.com, in the blogs and other writing section, about why I love my Facebook page. And it has some statistics and information that I was able to cull from the analytics section that they allow page administrators to have. And when I looked at it, I was just literally blown away by the diversity of parents that belong, I call them members, but they call them likes, that like my page. There are well over 20 or 30 countries represented among the 3,500 members. And as I was telling Jim, my previous segment guest, the top city represented among the whole world is Mumbai, India. Don't ask me how or why. Given that I live in Southern California, L.A. was number two. But the Facebook page and Facebook has given me a window to the world that I never would have expected. And one of the things that I often advise parents that aren't technologically minded is if they have kids that are old enough to be on Facebook, they have to be on Facebook too. The way in which we parent now is much more complicated than it ever was. And to know what your kid is doing, you need to be doing it. And the other big, huge piece of advice I will give you is if you are lucky enough and fortunate enough that your kids will actually allow you to be their friend, so to speak, on their Facebook profile, there is a absolute unequivocal rule that you must follow, which is you don't say or do anything on their profile. Now, why? Because the moment their friends know that mom or dad is watching, you're history. Doesn't matter that you say, hey, son, way to go, or hey, son, what a great picture, let alone a criticism. Just be invisible. And that way you will learn more than you ever thought possible about your kid. Speaking of kids, I can't help but crow. My younger son, Aaron, who is 14 years old, he writes and draws a comic strip for my other website, BoomerTechTalk.com. And his 18th comic strip is up today, as a matter of fact. Today's Thursday, but that means you that are listening on Sundays and Saturday, you can listen, you can find it as well. Go to BoomerTechTalk.com, the family section. That's Boomer, B-O-O-M-E-R, like in baby, tech like in technology, and talk like in talkradio.com, and visit his comic strip, It's a Tech World After All, where he delights in embarrassing his father. And the current one, which is, I think, one of the best, has got a running debate of comments that is really fun. So I hope you'll visit that. It's a Tech World After All in the family and comics section of the page. I also wrote a couple columns about things that relate to technology on Boomer Tech Talk that I think you would enjoy, both about the Facebook page. And I have a series called The Evolution of Technology. And the current one is about drive-in movies. Something that's gone away, but my friend Jim has told me has been making a little bit of a comeback. So that is very interesting. So we are at the end of this edition of the Bruce Allen Show. Next week's subject and topic will be one-on-one time. Too often we spend one-on-one time with our spouses and think that's important, but forget that our kids need one-on-one time away from their siblings with you. I think that's something most parents don't think about, and they really should. We are at the end of our allotment for today. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. I want to thank all my guests, Jim Scheinberg, Pastor Drew Sams, and Wayne Levine, and thank you especially, my listeners, for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.